Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Student organizations on campus, do they have the right to protest on campus as they have been doing, concerning escalation and meaning behind what they're doing at the moment? Well, joining us now on the line, we have Professor Iris Ben-David for Educational Policy and Finance in the Department of Educational Leadership. Professor, very good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Professor, I'm looking at this headline in the Jerusalem Post, and I quote, students stage a sit-in at Barnard College, this is a New York building, calling for Intifada Revolution. Professor, what are we witnessing right now? Students, I mean, we always think of educational institutions, sorry, I'm stumbling because I'm trying to really identify with this. Educational institutions should be safe, a place of learning where minds interact and people interact on a peaceful, you could say. Yes, you got your objectives and whatever your objectivity here and there, but it's meant to be a place of mutual respect and understanding. Infitada, as they put it, as this headline puts it, Infitada Revolution. What are we witnessing right now?
Yeah, so there is a need first to understand what is actually the meaning of Intifada Revolution. Mm-hmm. And there is also another statement of From the River to the Sea. So what is actually Intifada Revolution? This is actually a call for the jihad war, which means to exterminate not just Israel, all the entire democracies, Western world, the people who do not believe in Islam. That's the meaning of Intifada Revolution. If you don't believe in Islam, you need to be exterminated, to kill you, put it simply. That's behind the words Intifada Revolution. So by the time you make this kind of calls, it means that you are willing to join terrorism. With terrorism, is not something that universities or countries need to respect in the name or under the slogan of freedom of the speak of the speaking. You don't need to accept terrorism under the mind of freedom of speech. It's a wrong idea. Whoever wants to kill you just because you are, with no other reason, this is terrorism. This is not freedom. And terrorism needs to be expelled, need to be, just destroy it. Don't try to facilitate it. And there is another slogan, which is From the River to the Sea. And this slogan means exterminate all the people in Israel and just kill them. Because river is Jordan River, and sea is the Mediterranean Sea. And the geography of Israel means that from the river to the sea, there is only one place, which is Israel's state, the state of Israel. So once you call from the river to the sea, it means we don't want Israel to exist. That's what the meaning, once people say that, that's what they mean. But some of them don't even understand what they talk about. And this is a place for all the media, all the institutions of education to explain what does it mean. That's the meaning of it. And then there is another thing is whether or not universities and institutions for learning need to spell out that we would like to express acceptance and freedom, but not for terrorism. That's a very, very indeed distinctive. And also one more point, this is not just against Israel, because Intifada means we want to kill whoever is not Muslim. It means for the entire free world, for the entire democracies in the world. Everyone is there. So if you put Intifada in Switzerland, it means no more Switzerland, because if you don't accept the Islam law, you don't exist. This is the meaning of being a Muslim, okay? If you go in the direction of the extreme Muslim, that's what they mean.
The rabbi,
you know,
yes.
A Christian has their own point. Judaism has its own point. The Muslim, that's the point. You don't become Muslim, we kill you. That's intifada.
Professor, okay? Professor, I'm going to have to stop you there. Is it possible for you to just spend a few more minutes with us? We've just got to go to a quick news break, and when we come back, I'd really like to elaborate on what we've just discussed until now. But I must ask you, okay, can you spend a bit more time with us?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Professor. Professor Iris Ben-David, Educational Policy and Finance in the Department of Educational Leadership. What we are doing is looking at student organization having this right to protest on campus, as they have been doing from a radical perspective. Well, time has just gone 4:30. Time now for a quick news update. Let's see what's happening in the world.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's just about going 29 minutes to 5. If you've just joined us, welcome to the second hour of the Afternoon Overdrive on 11.9 High FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Joining me on the line, we have Professor Iris Ben-David, Educational Policy and Finance in the Department of Educational Leadership. Professor, thank you so much for joining us, for extending your discussion with us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Professor, based on what you outlined before we went to the news break, why is it that universities, in this case now, the specific university in New York, why is it at Barnard College, why are they not recognizing this threat, this interpretation, as you've put it, the Intifada revolution? What problem are they having recognizing it?
There are different kind of level to answer this question.
Sure.
But the first level is some people are ignorant. It means they don't know. I don't know if it's ignorance. They just don't know what is the meaning of the words.
Mm.
This is a different culture. This is New York, and this is Middle East. There is a lot of difference, culture difference, geographical difference, temperature difference. So they don't recognize what is the differences, and they believe Intifada is something nice to have. But it's not. Mm. This revolution is nice to have, okay? So they recognize revolution under the, you know, like the French Revolution.
Right.
It's something very heroic, right? But this revolution is Middle East one. This is not similar to the revolution they know. So they sympathize with the word revolution, as we all do.
Mm-hmm.
But then they don't understand the second word, which is Intifada, which means we're going to kill you. Okay, so you can see people like LGBTs and people that the Islamic law is to kill them, and they are protesting for Intifada. And then when you ask them, do you know that you are going to be killed if Intifada will actually happen?
Right.
And they say, no, we didn't know.
You know, Professor, sorry.
The place.
If I can come in there, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but that was going to lead to my next question, if you can put it that way. If you look at the crowds who are demonstrating, you can see the students, local student from the United States, people who are not, shall we say, ethnic Arab, if I can put it that way, as an example.
Right.
Yet they are joining in with these demonstrations, not exactly knowing, because now we have this woke, culture going out there. They have no idea exactly what is going on here, but the danger is they are joining in these demonstrations and adding fuel to the fire, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. So, as you say, as you put it, this is something that need to be, you know, like state out. All the media explain what is the meaning, showing what the meaning is, and then these people can, you know, understand that they are going in the wrong way, in the wrong direction.
Indeed.
And there is also other things because people are learning about freedom and about, you know, to have your own ideas, but then the line, like the border, the understanding that there are something that we can do and other that we don't, because it means that we are going to be dead, and we don't want that. So if you understand the difference between countries and terrorists,
right,
then you understand you don't join terrorism. You don't, you expel that from campus, from your life. You don't want that. Yeah, so by the time the world saw like the cutting heads of ISIS, then they understand what is intifada. But now they don't realize it's similar, but it's the same.
Right, right. Professor, okay? do you
think... Words,
yeah. Professor, can you see the Barnard College really getting hold of the situation and dealing with it comprehensively? Can you really see them doing that, given this liberal thinking out there? Do you think it can be clamped down effectively?
Right. So I think they need to. They can do that, and I think there needs to be a law in the across United States, which explains that terrorism is something that we don't want. And I believe the Congress and all the United States will handle that perfectly, and they're going to be behind the bars at the jail or something like that.
Indeed.
This is something very wrong to go, because it's not about Israel, it's about themselves.
Yes.
They're going to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm. And Professor,
Israel is just one point of it.
Do you see it really escalating in the United States? What is your impression? What impression do you get regarding this radical movement through the U.S. at the moment? Is it escalating?
It is escalating, and it's going to be more acceleration and more rapidly. And I really hope that people will realize that soon.
Indeed.
Yeah. And I call everyone, just to do one thing that is good, that it makes a lot of vibes all over the world.
Indeed.
If you're doing something good to the other person.
Professor, we're going to leave
it's
there.
It's going to change the situation.
Indeed, okay. Professor. We can only hope for the best. But Professor, thank you so much for spending a bit more time with us to discuss student organizations, which are really, really, their so-called causes are really escalating on campus properties at this point in time. Professor Iris Ben-David, Educational Policy and Finance in the Department of Educational Leadership.